Current News. I'm John Scott. Hurricane Erin is pounding North Carolina's Outer Banks as it threatens to whip up huge waves and tropical force winds. Tommy Hutcherson, who owns Ocracoke Variety Store in the Outer Banks, says some people are evacuating while others, like him, are going to ride out Erin.
We've been through so many storms that it's not, it doesn't change a whole lot. Some people are trying to decide whether they're going to leave or stay still. But, for the most part, most of the residents are still here, I believe. And most of the visitors are gone.
Coastal flooding expected to begin today. Officials say stay out of the water due to the deadly rip currents. President Trump says Ukraine must accept certain conditions in order to end the war with Russia.
The president is optimistic that a deal can be made to bring an end to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but he told Fox News that two of Ukraine's aspirations will not be realized. He said Crimea, which Russia seized by force back in 2014, will not be returned, and that Ukraine will not be allowed to join the NATO military alliance.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report. Protesters gather today in Sacramento to protest family-threatened legislation. Correspondent Larry Marino has the report.
The legislation, AB 495, would significantly expand the range of adults who can fill out a child's caregiver's authorization affidavit. Southern California pastor Jack Hibbs has called it, quote, the most dangerous bill we've ever seen, unquote. He's leading a rally at the state capitol today. He says AB 495 is a dangerous bill that puts every child at risk. The Alliance Defending Freedom argues that AB 495 is likely unconstitutional. This is Larry Marino reporting.
A look at Wall Street, and stocks are lower. The Dow dropping 87 points now. The NASDAQ losing 315. This is SRN News. The U.S. takes the U.K. to task.
A new report from the State Department indicates that civil liberties are in decline in England and pro-life advocates are suffering most. The report focuses on extensive buffer zones around abortion clinics that forbid any kind of activism, including silent prayer. A growing number of arrests have been made across the U.K. since the buffer zones went into effect, and some in the British government have even suggested that prayer inside the home would be prosecuted if it was too close to a clinic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Good news from Pakistan. The courts there have ruled that a Muslim man cannot have custody of a Christian girl that he kidnapped and forced to marry him. International Christian Concern reports that in Pakistan, many underage girls are coerced into converting to Islam and subjected to sexual assault under the guise of Islamic marriages. Christian girls and women are a frequent target of Muslim men throughout the Middle East. This is SRN News. A woman charged with selling actor Matthew Perry the ketamine that killed him has agreed to plead guilty. Jasmine Sangha becomes the fifth and final defendant charged in the overdose death of the Friends star to strike a plea agreement with federal prosecutors. The 42-year-old will now avoid a trial. A college basketball player has died after an incident at a Utah reservoir.
Nebraska Omaha basketball player Deng Mayor has drowned in a Utah reservoir. Harriman police said the 22-year-old Mayor died at Black Ridge Reservoir on Saturday after going underwater about 35 yards from shore. Mayor was a graduate student who joined the Mavericks after playing two seasons for Summit League rival North Dakota. He started 15 games in two seasons and averaged 6.3 points and 4 rebounds as a senior. Mayor's body was recovered from the reservoir by authorities. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
More details at srnnews.com.